May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Please be seated. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's fitting, I feel, that these words have been set as our gospel reading this morning. They come from the prologue of John's gospel account. And today marks the beginning of our relationship together, our journey together for as many years as God has planned out. Today also marks the last Sunday of our calendar year, a time when we often reflect on the year past and set our goals for the year ahead. For me, it is a truly wonderful blessing that Bishop Larry has asked me to come amongst you and to be your priest. This is a church that I loved, and I'm sure it's a church that you love too. It's a place where you confirmed me to this call of ministry, and you shepherded me from a humble seminarian to a priest now in the Church of God. I will never forget those 2 years that I spent here. But I do recognise two things as I come amongst you this morning. Firstly, you as the children of God, I understand that you've had a very rough year. And as Queen Elizabeth said in 1992, it was an annus horribilis. And I recognise that the difficulties that the parish has faced have only been made known to me through the bishop and bishop's staff and through a few of you who I've met over the last few months or so. But I want to make a commitment to you that I want to listen to you and not make any assumptions about what has happened and the experience, how it has how's it resonated with yourselves. And I also want to hear about the vision for the future, because we are at a turning point. And that's my second point. I want to recognise that we do stand at a crossroad. And a crossroad is that intersection of life where disparate paths converge, and the place where we confront the necessity of choice and the immensity of fate. When we stand at the crossroads in life, it is like a matrix that consists of a one-time union, but also separation and farewell. A crossroad represents the possibility of many ways, but the commitment to one path. We cannot change history. We can only change the path forward as we walk toward a vision for this parish, a Christian community centred on Jesus Christ, a visible fellowship of Christian faith. We can, though, mourn history and historic events. And at times we are called to both honour the past and honour our mourning and our feelings for the past, but also focus on a new way and on a new day. It is in the comfort of the Holy Spirit that mourning and the power of hope are found in Jesus Christ, that allows us to cross the threshold from mourning, grief and anger, to love, to new life, to a new life of reconciliation, healing and hope. And of course, life is full of these threshold moments. The eve of a new calendar year is just but one. Our modern culture steers us to make new resolutions and to think of the past. And of course, resolutions that we make are an acknowledgement that something hasn't been the way we want it to be in the year past, and we want to make a change in the year ahead. But a lot of our resolutions are quite trivial. Some of it might be to cut down on alcohol or to eat better, to lose weight, to stop smoking or to include more exercise in our daily routines. Some might be to be more focused on family and less focused on work. But according to Business Insider magazine, 80% of our resolutions have failed by February. And even worse, in Forbes magazine, only 8%, it says, of people actually live out their New Year's resolutions. And we would have thought with that amount of failure that we would give up completely. But I think hope for change brings us to the point of trying to do better in the new year. And there are many other threshold moments in our lives, especially in our lives of faith. Baptism, of course, is one of the most powerful threshold moments, when we become initiated into the body of Christ, the Church, and are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And we may experience epiphanies or awakenings as threshold moments as well, because these are times when God speaks to us, breaking through to touch our hearts and to awaken us to a change that God has in store for us. And still, there are other threshold moments, those where we make a conscious decision to seek healing and reconciliation with those that we have felt either wronged us or have wronged others. And these are powerful moments of decision and require courage and faith and prayer to decide to cross the threshold and to make amends with someone else. The regenerative nature of creation brings forth these threshold moments. And God makes us aware of them if our hearts are only open to hear and to feel the presence of God working in our lives. When we embark on these paths, we are allowing God to create a better world for everyone, because God acts through God's people. The gospel passage set for today is a powerful reminder of God acting in creation through people. First and foremost, God brought forth God's self into the world in the form of Jesus the Christ, God in human flesh, who was to be a light that would shine in the world, a light that would be so strong that darkness could not overcome it. Second, God heralded forth a person in the name of John. John came as a witness to testify to the light that was Jesus. And many people poured out of Jerusalem and the surrounding towns and villages to see John and to be baptized by him with the baptism of repentance. But many of those that went out to meet John thought they were going to meet the Messiah, but it was not John. The Messiah was, in fact, God in Jesus, but they did not recognize him. They were closed off, and their hearts were dark and skeptical. The world was trapped in darkness at that time, like at the beginning of time, and many people rejected Jesus and did not accept him. And rejection, of course, of another person is such a cold, dark, and divisive action. John the Evangelist tells us that at some point, some did in fact accept Jesus and received him and believed in his name. By receiving Jesus, they accepted his teaching and his revelation that he was indeed from God. By believing in him, he gave them the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And there could be no greater threshold moment in life than to be born of God. John also tells us that Jesus came into the world to live amongst us. And the Greek word that is used in the gospel here means to pitch a tent or to be tabernacled. And the image of being tabernacled is just like the Israelites, where they had God was tabernacled for them in the camp. All this means really is that God's presence is localized. And at that time, God was localized in the person Jesus. Since the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, we have become the body of Christ, the holy tabernacle of God's presence in the world. God's outpouring in the world is through us, localized in our communities and families. And we've been given an immense responsibility to nurture the flame of Christ's light in the darkness. And for me, and hopefully for you too, this is a very intimate responsibility. God's glory in his Son was full of grace and truth. It was a reliable promise for the world. We are also filled with God's grace and truth, love and faithfulness, as we too become a reliable witness to Jesus Christ in our part of the world. And now, as we stand together at the crossroad, remembering the past and looking to the future, we have to commit to a singular path. And that path, my friends, is only found in Jesus Christ, in his grace and truth, in reconciliation, love and faithfulness. We are entrusted to be reliable witnesses to Jesus' love for the world. And so the threshold that we need to cross is one that asks of us, are we being reliable witnesses to Jesus Christ, both in this community and in the community in which we live? We need each other to come together as a rope of God's strength that we can stand evil and the darkness of division. As individual threads, we are vulnerable and weak and can easily be broken. As a rope of many threads, we become God's strength because we are mutually bound together. When we become discouraged and we need our Christian brothers and sisters to speak grace and truth to us, to love us and to encourage us, we need to listen to them and to as the Holy Spirit is speaking through our community. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says that the goal of a Christian community is to meet one another as bringers of the message of salvation. God brings us together and permits us to meet and worship together. We are justified through grace alone, Paul tells us, and this alone is the basis of the longing of Christians for one another. Bonhoeffer also says that Christian brother and sisterhood is not an ideal that must be realized. It's a reality created by God in Christ in which we may participate. We have much work to do together in the coming year. Acknowledging and then healing from a difficult year, putting on the spiritual mantle that Jesus calls us to claim, is first and foremost. Leadership needs to be resolved. Our finances have to be stabilised. The physical renovation of the building has to be commenced, and plans for internal renovations have to be advanced. But just as the facade of the buildings need our attention, so does the spiritual and worship life of each of us and those that have left. We need to be built up again through God's grace. And I pray and I hope that you will join me in crossing this threshold and together to continue the journey toward this, affirming this place again as the beacon of God's love, justice, and faithfulness in the world. Amen.